SportPesa is here. Use your phone, put your Dischke knowledge to the test and score. Register now at www.sportpesa.co.za and join coach Doc Kumalo by getting in the game. Register, deposit, play. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. SportPesa Pty Ltd is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling Board. No persons under the age of 18 are permitted to gamble. National Responsible Gambling Program 0800 006 008. All events are fixed odds betting games.
For every opening ceremony, there's an inevitable closing ceremony. Russia 2018 has been fantastic and the whole football world has been mesmerized by the spectacle. Hello and welcome to the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by SportPesa. My guest, as always, is football legend Dr. Kumalo, as we discuss five hot topics and fixture predictions, and he responds to a voice note question from a fan. Ronaldo has moved away from Real Madrid in a box office transfer. Percy Tau has been given the green light for his EPL move. We will hear from Doc about his thoughts on these developments and more. But before we get into it, don't forget to visit www.sportpesa.co.za and enjoy some gaming fun with great odds on offer. Enjoy this episode.
Now for SportPesa's five hottest soccer topics with Doc.
Doc, thank you very much for joining us on the SportPesa show and the Sit Down with Doc. Ronaldo has been signed by Juventus. Can Juventus finally win the Champions League with this box office signing?
With Ronaldo signing with Juventus, I didn't guarantee them the Champions League or any other accolades. But it's a good catch for them because, I mean, he's a world-class player and he has achieved a lot. Every team that he has gone to, he has made history. He has written history with Manchester United and obviously 8 to 9 years with Real Madrid. He has done very well. He managed to get in three succession occasions the Champions League. But if you look at the club level situation, he seems to be having the correct or the right way for him. But when it comes to country, he hasn't won one major trophy, which is probably World Cup. So I'm not too sure whether he can probably turn around things at Juventus. But having this kind of a star in the club, you know, he can change fortunes. But that is not guaranteed that Juventus can win a lot of trophies.
And then the impact perhaps in the league as well. I'm sure a lot of people now, it would have gained millions of new supporters. So I'm sure there will be an impact on the Serie A as a league as well.
Yes, of course. Like I said, alluded to the fact that he's a big star, he's a big player. He's got a lot of influence. C3 is out there for one to see it. And he has done much for himself and for the teams that he has been with. If a team like Juventus acquires services of Ronaldo, we have a great idea and some interest from the supporters. But I don't think it's going to be interesting news for the opponents, because clearly they might be thinking, how are they going to be helping Juventus? But for the league, for Juventus, it's a plus for them.
It looks like an underdog versus a giant World Cup final with Croatia against France. For you, do you see it that way, or do you see teams of equal amount of strength?
Well, from where I'm seeing it, we're looking at France, that boost of a lot of youngsters with big names, and the Croatians, they have big names, but it's one or two that you can identify. But when you look at the entire team, you scrutinize it very properly, you will see, and you won't be even surprised why they have reached the finals, because, you know, they have quality players, but they are not well known out there compared to your front team that is having players that are playing for big teams, that are making names for themselves. And you know, the final, yes, of course, it's on paper, it is the Goliath versus David. But in my own opinion, you know, it's two birds in one crow.
All right. And then coming closer to home with the last three ones on these hot topics, does starting a preseason without a coach have a negative impact on the team's upcoming season?
According to what we've gone through in the courses that we've been, yes, pre-season is, in the coach's language, we call it preservation, planning of a season, which is, it's got different phases. And also, a head coach or an assistant or the technical team that is out there, they need to understand the vision and the philosophy of the head coach. That is the one that will determine the fair in terms of how are they going to approach the season. But just to answer your question, it's not a trench match per se. If you have coaches that understand the periodization phase, that's what is required of a team when they are on preseason. So, yes, of course, we're talking about the physical capacity, we're talking about the philosophy, how are we going to play, which style are we going to use, what kind of formation, you know, and the influential players, if they are there. It's just for the coach to see what kind of players he has, and he will be able now to draw out of it to say that these are the players that I have with me, but I don't think for my philosophy a particular player would suit. Now we need replacement and all that. On the other hand, the coaches or the assistant coaches, they can probably go ahead with the preseason, because we have a phase where in preseason, probably, let me say, the first phase, which is the periodization, is divided into 8 weeks to 6 weeks. So the first two, three weeks, probably it will be the first 2 days, 3 days, it will be the testing of players to see how their physical capacity is, and then the anthropometry. What is anthropometry? The skin folds, like to check if probably the results when we tested them before they leave at the end of the season, have they gained weight when they came to the coming back for the preseason? The anthropometry is just to measure the skin fold, you know, like your weight, your calves, your arms, you know, if probably you've added a lot of weight, that will determine that you've added some flesh. And that is done in two different ways. There are those that go to a clinic whereby they are an anthropometry, probably testing of joints, injuries, and all that. And then the other group is a group that is going to do what we call a yo-yo test, which is an endurance capacity. So then after a day, the two teams, the two groups swap positions. And then those who did the anthropometry, joint testing, and all that injury, they then go the following day to do a what we call a yo-yo test, which is endurance capacity, vertical jumps, all those. So those are the tests. And then from there, the first 2 weeks, you give it to the physician, the physical trainer, who actually slowly but surely make sure that he doesn't overload the players within the first weeks of the camp. So a coach is not necessarily needed when the physical trainer is probably in that phase where probably for 2 weeks he's loading the players, but not overloading, like slowly but surely. So it's a tricky question, but a coach that comes after preseason or within preseason, it's never too late that much, but it can be a very tricky one that can jeopardize in terms of planning of the season.
All right. And then Percy Tau has now been granted the opportunity to at least discuss terms with Brighton. Simple question to you. You would have seen, and you are a coach, you would have seen him playing last season. Do you think he's ready to step up to the English Premier League?
I think Well, from what I've seen with Dawu, he's been magnificent and he's been marvelous to watch. He was a thorn for a lot of teams. And I must give him credit for job well done, because that hard-working, he's a talent. And he has proven to a lot of players out there that if you work hard, there's so much that you can achieve in life. You know, when we compared the two leagues in terms of the EPL and the PSL, we're talking different levels and we're talking different standards, different character. With the English football, which is more advanced, and that is, it's not for me to say. I mean, it's for everyone to see. Yeah, it's a very challenging, it's not an easy league to play in. And obviously, with Dawu having worked so hard, he will adjust and adapt to the load that is given and to whatever situation that he succumbs, because he has been in playing in the games that are so demanding, not only the PSL, but also he has faced teams like Al Ahly, you know, Zamalek, the list is endless, you know. He has played in the Champions League. He understands, he knows. So mentally, physically, for me, I think he's very, very well-equipped in terms of for him going to play in England. He will understand what does it take. And to be honest and precise, just to answer your question, if only if he can carry himself the way he did when he was given an opportunity at Sundowns, then for me, he will make it in England.
All right. The final one, in terms of the hot topics, we'll go into the fixtures next. Your predictions. Will the Ndoro case affect the start of the league?
The Ndoro case, obviously, it might have an effect in terms of the league to resume. But that is something that it will be dealt by the league and the teams involved or the player involved. They will be the ones that will determine when will the league resume, because it's not even fair for me to be saying that, you know, if it jeopardizes or if it disturbs the league to start and all that, only to find that, you know, there's something that I don't know or any other person that is listening to my what I'm saying now. I think we just have to wait and see what happens, what is the real outcome of the situation. But I just hope and wish that it can be resolved and the league can resume on time.
On to the Doctor's predictions for the biggest upcoming games.
And now moving on to the Doc's predictions, we give you five fixtures and you choose the result from those fixtures. Of course, it's still pre-season, so we have the World Cup final as well. The first one is Belgium versus England, the third and fourth place playoff on the 14th of July. Who do you go with there?
Belgium.
Belgium. Kaizer Chiefs versus Buyam Suthu on the 14th of July in the Maize Cup. Kaizer Chiefs versus Buyam Suthu. Who's your money on?
It's the Kaizer Chiefs.
Free State Stars in the same tournament will play up against Chippa United on the 14th of July.
Free State Stars.
And then the actual final, France versus Croatia on the 15th of July. Who do you back with your money, Doc?
Croatia,
that's... Wow, that's a knockout blow, and we wish the gamers the best of luck there. And then finally, Chiefs versus Sundowns in the Shell Helix Cup on the 21st of July.
Chiefs versus Sundowns. It looks like it can be a draw. Penalty shootout will determine probably Sundowns can win it. Sokala Duma Radio.
And thank you very much for listening. Remember to game responsibly. Catch us next month for another edition of the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by SportPesa. For now, I say goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio.